Well, it's time for our daily inspiration again for September 4. And I have a few scriptures here that I want to share today. And I'm mindful of the times that we live in. They are changing. They seem to be changing at a faster pace than previously. And we don't know what we're going to be facing in the days ahead. But there's something that's very needful for us to remember these times, and that is to equip ourselves with the Word of God so that the truth of God's Word can guide us when we're faced with decisions. Sometimes decisions that, and choices and circumstances that are different than things we faced before. It is good to be familiar with the Word of God so that when we're confronted with someone's opinion and a scripture to back it up, then we have scriptures that balance and bring wisdom. There are many scriptures that can be taken out of context, and there are many scriptures that, if taken by themselves, may allow us to fall into error. So we need to be familiar with the Word of God and look at the totality of Scripture and the character of God presented in the Bible to guide us, to lead us, and to equip us. In 2 Timothy, Paul wrote to Timothy about what is important. Even in those days, people would occupy themselves with arguments and discussions and debates over things that were unprofitable, things that weren't all that important. And in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 14, he says, "Remind them of these things, charging them before the Lord not to strive about words to no profit, to the ruin of hearers. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth." Be diligent, he said to Timothy, to present yourself approved to God. He's writing to Timothy as someone who is a co-laborer with him in God's kingdom, in the laboring in the fields of God's harvest. And he's admonishing him to be diligent. How does a person present himself diligent to his employer? He makes sure that he knows how to use the equipment that is provided to do the work. He makes sure that he knows how to use the tools, and then he gets to work with what is provided. If the employer provides a shovel, you know, we start digging. If he provides a machine to dig with, we can dig much more. But we need to be diligent and apply ourselves with what has been provided to us. And here he is encouraging Timothy to study the scriptures, I believe, so that he does not need to be a worker that's ashamed and who says, you know, "Oh, I don't know how to use this." That would be embarrassing if you went to work and you you know, you were handed a basic tool and told to get to work, and you didn't know how to use it. And so if we don't know the scriptures, then perhaps we have cause to be ashamed. But knowing and knowing it in our hearts, being able to call a scripture an appropriate or timely scripture to mind when faced with difficult decisions or unprofitable discussions is good, and it's very helpful. After this verse, it says in verse 16, "But shun profane and idle babblings, for they will increase to more ungodliness." So it's not just the profane babblings, the things that aren't really fit to be heard, or are more of a carnal or even a filthy nature, but also the idle babblings, discussions and debates and arguments about things that don't bring edification. Those things are best to be avoided, at least minimized. It does not build up the church. And the times that we're living in, it is so urgent for us to be equipped and prepared to do battle, to face enemies with spiritual warfare, to do battle. And one of the primary weapon is God's word, is the word of God that has been given to us. And dropping down here in chapter 3, in chapter 3 of 2 Timothy, let's start in verse 13. "But evil men and impostors will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness." And then verse 17, "that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work." To do good works, it is so necessary if we have access to the Word of God. I'm not saying that God's grace can't supply what is not available elsewhere, but we can't say that we don't have the Scriptures. At least here in America, we have Bibles everywhere available to us, and there is no good reason to not be familiar with the Scriptures. There are many excuses, but no real good reasons. And to be a man or a woman or a child of God that's mature, complete, and equipped to do His work, we need to have that tool sharp and prepared. How that looks in a practical way will differ from family to family and from person to person. But if we don't at least try, we won't make progress. And Satan is satisfied to have us ignorant of the Scriptures. It is worth the investment to take time to study, to memorize. Even if we don't understand everything that we're reading, there's always things to be learned. There's deeper truth to be grasped as we grow in Christ. But to take the words and hide them in our heart, like the psalmist said, Thy word have I hid in my heart. It is so precious and so valuable. And if the time comes that we face, that we were to face serious persecution, we will treasure the words that we have hidden in our hearts. And I don't like to predict hard times, but we don't know. We don't know what we're facing in the future, and it is always a good time to know the scriptures. And if we're faced with persecution and hard times, difficult times and trials, then even more so. So I just hope that we can be encouraged to take what is so freely available now and store it in our heart. May the Lord bless you today.